Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and we are in Women's History Month. We're celebrating it, and what I'm doing this year, I'm actually speaking to some of our lovely hostesses here on Kuvo. And so one of the hostesses of Canción Mexicana that happens every Sunday from 9 to 1 is Yolanda Ortega, and she is here and she is in studio. Thank you so much, Yolanda, for stopping in and talking with me today.
It's a real pleasure, of course.
Great. Well, I do want to know about your history, because I'm looking at the history, you know, it's Women's History Month, but I want to look at the history, you know, of the hosts who are on Kuvo. And so just kind of curious, how did you get into radio to begin with?
Well, I got into radio just by happenstance, actually. I've been associated with Kuvo kind of on the sidelines since it started. I remember when they first started getting together to talk about a radio show like Kuvo, and also was on campus when they had their big celebration on one of the fields to bring Kuvo into being. And then I've always been an actor on stage, and I've done some TV work and not much radio, except many, many moons ago, I did have my own show and would interview people from Denver. And I wasn't always very comfortable with that. And so I stopped. I guess I need to see an audience. But I've always been connected with Kuvo in some way in terms of listening to it for the years, or being friends with some of the hosts, and of course, my friendship with Flo Hernandez Ramos. I was talked into being a co-host at Canción Mexicana by Deborah and Mona Lisa, and I went, no, I don't think I would be that great or whatever. But I thought, why not? I love the music that we play on Canción Mexicana. So that's kind of how I got in.
You started in acting. So I want to hear, too, not just how you got started in acting, but then like the kind of the leap into, like you said, you need an audience. It was weird not having an audience. So the leap from acting into radio. But yes, if we could start there first, like how did you get into acting?
Well, I moved here in 1972. And so in 1974, I accidentally came across Tony Garcia, who was the founder or one of the founders of Su Teatro, a local Chicano theater company. And we just talked, and he listened to me sing and said, you want to be part of Su Teatro? And I said, absolutely. And I've been a company member of Su Teatro ever since. So we're almost hitting 50 years. So I know that dates me, but there you go. I've been doing shows for nearly 45 years, 46 years with Su Teatro. And so I'm comfortable on stage, and I have to see an audience. And I had a television show as well with Channel 4 called Mi Linda Raza many years ago. And I enjoyed that. It was just interviewing local leaders and people who were doing some interesting things in Denver. And then, as I said, got into radio, and I had to learn the trick of seeing people in my mind, in their kitchens, in their car, driving, in the backyard, barbecuing, all of the things that our listeners call us and say, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. So that's my audience, is in my mind.
I like that, because it is, I remember, because when I got into radio, I'm like, and I would be by myself, and it just felt like a lonely thing. I know I'm talking to people out there, but when I first started doing radio, I'm like, okay, here I am, I'm just behind the control board, I got my mic, and I'm like, there's nobody, but there is, but you think, okay, there's not. So that is, it's breaking that mental cycle, is it, or?
I think so, and again, it's how do you communicate? It's how you communicate. And to me, for the longest time, especially when I was doing the radio show for the first time, when I think it was about 20 years ago, I couldn't grasp that idea. And so finally, you know, talking to people who were pros in it, they really talked to me about that, seeing that audience in my mind, because that's what I needed, you know. So it works. It works. And then, again, because we have a lot of listeners calling in with Canción Mexicana, they tell us, oh, I'm doing this, I'm dancing with my little daughter, you know, and thank you for this song, it reminds me of. So I know they're listening, so I cue in on them.
You said you were a singer before. Are you still singing now in different places, or?
Well, of course, if you're in su teatro, you have to sing, because, But I am a singer. I started out as a singer. My mom was a singer. I'm the firstborn, and she used to sing to me a lot of Mexican. She's Mexicana, so a lot of the old classic Mexican songs. So that's what I learned to sing first. And then when I moved to Denver, I never really sang in public until I started with su teatro. But I've been singing with a trio. Dee Burleson was one of the trio members, Trio Encantada. I sang with several groups, and I have sung for 46 years with my other co-host, Deborah Gallegos. So the two of us have been singing. She's also a su teatro. But I love singing, but if you were to say, okay, pick one, acting is the real passion in me.
That's your thing. That's your first love.
That's my first love, and singing is my half, the next one in, almost on top of that.
So 46 years. So you guys basically started what, in kindergarten, preschool?
As very young, yes. We were young and crazy and passionate, and those were wild times because there was a lot going on. Su Teatro was about telling the story of the movement, of the Chicano movement, and talking about a lot of the inequities. I just happened to be in education as well. I have been working with MSU for, I retired several times, but just recently I retired, and worked at Metro State University since 1972. So education was important. So those were the topics, those were the issues that were very critical to su teatro, access to education for Chicanos and for Blacks. And so those were the topics that su teatro dealt with. And we created stories about them, we recreated actos about that, and went out to where the people were, where the students were. And so my whole career as an educator and my career as an actor blended, and in a very beautiful way, and still does.
People have listened, I've listened, so we listen in on Sundays. Some of that education and bringing heritage and history, is that something that you all kind of really try to hone in and focus on? I mean, you know, there's feel-good songs that you guys are playing and everything else, but, you know, the history, the education, is that something when you all, you know, are playing these songs or getting the show going, you know, especially, I feel like during pledge drive, you guys just kill it during our pledge drives and stuff. But, yeah, is that something that, you know, you kind of think about, like, even when you're picking out your music?
I think the wonderful thing about Canción Mexicana is that each of us has a connection to the music in one way or the other. And the four of us are distinct in many ways. That takes me back to the traditions that I was raised with, the old classics, because my mother was a singer. My mother would sing all these old songs that I grew up with. And I also grew up in Panama. So a lot of the Caribbean influence, the reggaeton, the you know, all the salsas, the cumbias and all that. So there's a blend in there. And what I love about Canción is that Tejano roots, because my family lived in Texas, in San Antonio. So all of those things blend and have a musical influence on me. And we are able to bring that out as we celebrate the musicians of today interpreting the old classics and their new ones. They're just so talented in that way. But they bring together my roots of the Mexican, the Caribbean music, and also the music that I absolutely raised my passion, and that is Tejano, and the music from New Mexico, which I have grown to appreciate so much, the traditional music from northern Colorado and New Mexico, and the artists like El Hurricane, you know, Jerry Dean from New Mexico. All of those artists are touching on the old traditional music, but putting their own interpretation on them and still keeping us going. And what I love about it is it has an impact on families, and it has an impact on people who remember their ancestors. Mm-hmm. And what a gift. We don't often get that feel on radio.
Nice.
You know, and I think Canción Mexicana does it, as well as a lot of the other shows that KUVO produces.
Well, you know what? Okay, you're talking about the traditions, everything else, the music. Who are some of your favorite artists, and like maybe like a couple songs here and there that you are like, oh, I love listening to this over and over again?
Definitely from the old classics, the legends. I love Lola Beltran, and I love the songs of Lucha Villa and Jose Alfredo Jimenez with El Rey. I mean, their songs were they were gutsy. I don't know how else to describe it. They were gutsy. They were passionate. You can almost hear them crying. You can almost see the tears running down their cheeks when they sang, or you can see that smile, that big grin as they sing about something joyful and tear-jerking at the same time. But contemporary-wise, I absolutely, Little Joey La Familia was one of my favorites. Absolutely turned me on. Of course, Las Nubes, which everyone says is the national anthem. But I like them. I love David Lee Garza. And as I mentioned, Al Hurricane, the legend, he passed on just recently. Emilio Navaira, all of them, they're just so, they have such passion when they talk, the contemporary ones. The local bands that we have in Colorado, we should be so proud of them. Los Martinez Bros, Chicano Heat, a lot of them that we feature in our own Tirando Chanclas series. They have picked that up, and they are, what I love about Colorado bands, they are picking up the New Mexico and the Tejano style of music. And so they kind of go back and forth, which is really neat, because in Colorado, we have a lot of people who have come up here from New Mexico and a lot of people who have come up from Texas.
Well, once again, Yolanda, thank you so much for coming in, talking to us during Women's History Month, sharing some of your history. Sundays from 9 to 1, Canción Mexicana, only here on KUVO. You were one of the three hostesses. There's four hosts, the male, Dee Burleson. It's like you guys are like Dee's angels, not Charlie's angels, Dee's angels.
I don't know that I would call them angels. I'm not sure he would call us angels. But yes, we are his buddies.
Okay, not baby Diablos or anything like that either. Okay.
No, his comadres.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Yolanda, and you have a good day.
Thank you so much.